You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. At a time when semiconductor giants such as Micron are making the headlines in India, India's fabless startups are quietly building a resilient supply chain system for the country's growing domestic automobile and electronics industry's chip demand. At the bottom of the supply chain system, there are companies which build in-house intellectual properties, like Incor Semiconductors, a Chennai-based startup. At the next level are companies that aggregate the IPs into what is called SOCs. SOC companies generally source IPs from various players, connect them into a combination that addresses a particular feature or a problem or a particular application, said Neil Gala, CTO, Incor. He added that there are physical design teams that enable the designs to be taken to the fabs for manufacturing chips, the next stage of the supply chain. Moving on, deal closures are taking longer as investors are taking a lot more time in due diligence than before, said top investment bankers. Control deals typically take 6 to 8 months now as compared to the 4 to 5 months time frame that would be taken by investors before the pandemic, Chandresh Ruparel, Managing Director and India Head at Rothschild & Co., a global investment bank, said. There has been a lot of focus and a lot more attention on conviction for proof of concept, sustainability of revenues and profits, Ruparel said. In a separate development, in what could bring cheers to over 1.5 million bank employees ahead of the 2024 general elections, the centre will likely approve 5-day working week for them by December. Currently, both public sector and private sector banks work on the first and third Saturdays of a month. After approval of the proposed changes, the government will notify all Saturdays as holidays under Section 25 of the Negotiable Instruments Act. After prolonged negotiations between the apex body, Indian Banks Association and employee unions, the IBA approved their proposal last month to make all Saturdays a holiday for bank staff. The IBA has sent the proposal to the Finance Ministry for consideration. The government is mostly positive about the proposal, a person aware of the matter told EFI, adding that talks are on with bank management, including private banks and industry bodies like FICCI and CII, to address their concerns. In another development, the third round of highway monetization through National Highways Infra Trust, NHIT, will take place in September and it won't involve debt mobilization from the public, according to official sources. As far as fundraise via NVIT is concerned, 51% is mobilized as equity and the balance as debt. The third NHIT round was originally slated for March 2023 but has been pushed back, while the government is also considering allowing retail investors to buy units of NVIT, it may take more time. Currently, investments in units of NVITs, which are mutual fund-like instruments that pool money for infrastructure, are open to institutions only. The retail participation in NVIT units could be possible after 2 or 3 more rounds of fundraising, an official said. Regulatory approvals need to be in place. In the second round of NVIT in October last year, Rs. 1,430 crore was raised through public issue of non-convertible debentures under the debt component. Now a news related to Kalyani Group. In a move that further intensifies the ownership battle for Hikkal, Pune-based Kalyani Group has accused the Hiremath family control firm of making inaccurate and misleading disclosures to the stock exchanges. BF Investment and Kalyani Investment Company, KICL, both listed companies of the Kalyani Group, informed the stock exchanges that they are not only party to any family arrangement regarding shares held by them in Hikkal. The shares held by them are not subject matter of any family arrangement, as alleged or otherwise, they said. Refuting the disclosure made by Hikkal on August 10, the company said it is not party to any family arrangement with respect to shares held by it in Hikkal, and those are not subject matter of any family arrangement as alleged. Further, the firms also denied the existence of a family agreement. In another development, Rajasthan-based Sahasrar Semiconductor will start the commercial production of first made-in-India memory chips from September or early October, its chief executive officer Varun Manwani told EFI. This means that before Micron, Sahasrar will be the company to produce chips in India. The company has set up its semiconductor assembly, test and packaging unit in Bhiwadi district, from where it will initially package basic memory products like micro SD cards, chip on board, etc., and will later move on to advanced packaging of products such as internal memory chips. Lastly, the benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open marginally lower on August 14 as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 42 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.